1620 94.5 WTAW. Here are comments from the June 20th, 2023 Bryan ISD School Board meeting, where the green light's given to more projects approved by voters in the November 2020 bond issue. That includes the selection of an architect to oversee $9.5 million of renovations at most Bryan ISD elementary campuses. The district's construction manager, Paul Buckner.
The 2020 bond had earmarked funding for priority maintenance renovation projects at the elementary campuses. These projects include restroom renovations, ADA upgrades, wayfinding signage, pavement repairs, and some other facility assessment items that were included in that bond steering process. But those were kind of the big ones that were common throughout a majority of the campuses. These renovations will need to have architectural engineering services to issue the drawings and specifications and help with the bidding process for this project. And back in 2020, right around the same time the bond was approved by the voters, we issued a RFQ for architectural services to create a pool of architects through the bond, so we wouldn't have to issue an RFQ every single project. From this pool of architects, PBK is being recommended to serve as the architect of record for this project based on their expertise with renovations, based on their knowledge of our campuses, and their work history with Bryan ISD over the past few years. The renovations, kind of like a schedule of what we're looking at, design development this summer into the fall, with the various departments, whether it's maintenance, whether it's the campus itself, depending on what the project is and everything. And then eventually the plan is to bid this project in the fall or early winter of 2024 or of 2023, coming back in that same time period for approval of the contractor so we can get submittals and then get materials ordered and hopefully have this project, majority of the project, completed next summer of 2024. But this project overall has an estimated budget of $9.5 million, and no decisions will be made on this final project without consultation with superintendent and the various departments and administration, including the committees and stuff with the Board of Trustees. And PBK is proposing a 6% fee for this project based on the total or the final construction costs at closeout. This is, of course, funded through the 2020 bond.
Following Buckner's presentation, questions from Bryan ISD School Board member Leo Gonzalez.
I would like to ask, I know discussing with PBK about the, back to my glass at Sadbury, is there anything in here as far, I guess what I want to ask, I thought Ron would be here tonight, or maybe be here tonight. So do they have a safety consultant, somebody certified? You know, one thing that I learned at our session over the last week in San Antonio is that most of the architects don't have like a safety person. I would just assume that they did. So I don't know, is it, if something we need to look at, if it's something that we need to ask them to hire. Again, I don't know if this even applies to the obviously the bathrooms and things, probably not. But in the future, I think it would be something I'd like to look into. If do they have a safety consultant? Is there someone that would say, hey, maybe this is not the best idea. Maybe we should, you know, I know they'll build whatever we ask them to build.
Responding to the question from board member Leo Gonzalez, fellow board member Mark McCall.
I know they can answer, but yes, they do. They have a safety officer, a retired police officer that's on staff, over their safety program.
Okay.
That we've actually met with. He's come here in the, I believe he's been here in the boardroom. I know I've met with him at conferences and stuff. But really, that's outside the scope of these projects.
Okay.
So,
well, it's not if it's a safety issue, then I'd like to know whether
it's outside the scope of what's listed here.
Okay. Oh, okay. So you're saying
the discussion
wouldn't apply to these?
No, I'm just saying the discussion of it is outside of the scope of what's listed here.
I'm not sure I agree, but if it doesn't apply to safety, then that's.
I'm not saying that safety is not implicit in every project that we do. Right, but. If we're talking about wayfinding signage and pavement repairs,
right, that's
outside the scope.
I just want to make sure if safety is included, I think we need to be a little bit more on top of it. Things concern me. Thank you.
But PBK will hire consultants as we need them to.
Okay, perfect.
The concluding remarks there provided by Bryan ISD's construction manager, Paul Buckner. BISD board also awarded contracts to build playground shade structures in Navarro and Crockett Elementary Schools. Construction expected to start later this summer. There was no discussion before board approval as part of the consent agenda. No other details provided at the board meeting or on the meeting agenda. This is 1620 94.5 WTAW.